I wanted to do something a little different today. Before we go on in the sugya on Daf Daled with B'tikas Chametz, I thought it's a good opportunity to try to understand a little more about the inyan hazrizin makdimin l'mitzvos that we touched on in our Gemara. It's really a shas inyan, and obviously we're not going to do justice to this in one shir, but I'd like to at least get some perspectives on specifically the relationship between the rule called Zvizah Magdimin L'mitzvahs that we have codified in our Gemara, and similar klalim that we find in Shas, which have different language than Zvizah Magdimin L'mitzvahs, but at first glance sound like the same basic idea. But we'll try to understand some of the makoros about the different klalim and see how we can perhaps differentiate between them. So again, it's more like a general shir. I do have a few diyukim that I think are going to come back to our Gemara, which is going to help us to have a sharper perspective on Zvizah Magdimin L'mitzvahs in terms of the specific context in which it's used in our Gemara. So let's begin just to notice the various phrases that we can identify that at some way have a shaychis to the inyan of Zvizah Magdimin L'mitzvahs, which really says that it's important to do mitzvahs at the first opportunity. One should not delay a kiyum mitzvah. And if you saw the Mesilas Yesharim, for example, that I gave you in discussing Zerizus, what he really does from the perspective of Musar and Hashkafa is to really bunch together the various Memris and Gemara. He mentions what we're going to discuss today. He mentions other Gemaras as well, all of which point in the same direction. The Midah of Zerizus, and how a person has to psych themselves up to overcome the barriers to Zerizos, the atzlos that a person naturally has, not to be motivated, and the person has to show chavivas from mitzvahs and to be excited and to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, it's worthwhile reading and recommended reading for everyone who's thinking about Avodas Hashem to see how the Mesilas Yesharim brings out the idea. And like he does with all the levels in his ladder, the way that one can achieve it and how a person can avoid the pitfalls that prevent a person from achieving it. All this is obviously very much correct in terms of the hashkafa of the inyan. But what I want to focus on is really more specifically, when the Gemara uses the term Zvizah Magdimin L'mitzvahs, why is that the phrase that's used in those connections? And we're going to compare it and contrast it to a few other phrases that you find, and I'm sure we've all heard at some point or another. And that has to do with, for example, mitzvah haba liyotcha al tacha mitzena, which is the idea that if you have a chance to do a mitzvah, don't let it become chametz, so to speak. Don't let it just get delayed, like a person who doesn't attend to the dough and memela it becomes chametz, it rises. There's an idea called ema viran al hamitzvahs, which is somehow connected, we'll see, by the various rashis that we'll notice, to the makar of mitzvah b'yotcha tach mitzena, and that's its own world, which we won't quite focus on quite as much. Ema viran al hamitzvahs has many applications. We'll see some of them. A person is osik in one mitzvah, and you're not supposed to pass over it. If you're already encountered one mitzvah, then you don't leave it and go somewhere else. It has all kinds of applications. You take out one Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh. It's the wrong Sefer Torah, not what you want to learn Rosh Chodesh today, and it happens to have in it the Vereshis. But you already took it out. So what do you do now? You have to balance the issue of Eim V'in al Mitzvahs with Tircha de Tzibura, to be goal from Breishas to Pinchas. So these kinds of issues are Eim V'in al Mitzvahs, but we'll see various Gemaras about that. And then there's one other klal to also keep in mind, that's called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. A mitzvah, when it's done in its proper time, is beloved, and that has its own ramifications. So again, in a general sense, it sounds like all these ideas are pointing in the same direction to show a sense of chashivas for mitzvahs, not to delay when we do mitzvahs. And obviously that's correct on some level, but let's look specifically at the context in which these various phrases are used in the Gemara to try to get a different perspective on why the Gemara would choose to use, and Rishonim will use, one particular expression in one context and a different expression in a different context. And again, nothing that we're going to say today is the last word on the inyan, but it's something that I think is a beginning, which I think opens up the topic and allows us to think about it even further. Okay, so let's start with Zriza Matim Lemitzvah, which is, of course, our Gemara. So the Gemara discusses this inyan in connection to the time that was designated for the mitzvah bedikas chametz. The Gemara raises the question, why were they metaken bedikas chametz the night of Yudalid? Why not the day of Yudalid? Why not in the sixth hour? And maybe you'll tell me, Zriza Matim Lemitzvah, so then you wouldn't have to go as far as the night. You could do it in the morning. And that has to do with the notion of Zriza Matim Lemitzvah. For a mitzvah that you have to do, you don't have to go back as far as the night before. It's that morning that's sufficient. We're going to come back to this Gemara a little later on this year, but there's something that should maybe be bothering us a little bit here, in the sense that Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvahs is a klal in mitzvahs, about individuals who are Zrizin Magdimin. The context over here is a bit strange, because the Gemara is discussing the Takanas Chachamim for Bedikas Chametz. So what does that have to do with the unique maila of Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvahs, which is more like an individual level to aspire to? Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvahs. Pashtus, that sounds like it's a maila. It's a maila for individuals to seek out that wonderful quality of Zrizin Magdimin. But here, the context of the Gemara is the takana for Bedikas Chametz. So what does it mean, the chazal, or metakin, Bedikas Chametz, the night of Yudalid because of Zrizin? I mean, Zrizin will do it then, but the people who are not Zrizin will do it when they do it. What does the Gemara mean? And that's something that's going to itself open up the topic as well. But let's leave that on the side for now. We also find Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvahs mentioned, and I gave you a small list of Marmakomos. I'm sure you saw some of them. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discussing the question of when we do Tkiyas Shofar. We know we do it in connection to the Tfilas Musaf, the repetition of Shmona Esrei, and not in Shachris. We don't do the long Musaf of Malchis, Zichronos, and Shofar in Shachris with Tkiyas Shofar, and we do it rather in Musaf. Whereas when we say Hallel on Yom Tovim, for example, even for example, the Minhag of Rosh Chodesh, we do it in conjunction with Shachris. So the Gemara talks about why is that. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that Ha'ober in Daf Lamed Beis on the days Ha'ober Lufnei Ateva, the Yom Tovishon Shel Rosh Hashanah Hasheni Matkia. The second Bal Tfila, the Bal Musaf, is the one who generates Tkiyas Shofar. B'Shas HaHalel Harishon Makres HaHalel. When it comes to saying Halel on special days, so it's the Bal Shachris who says Halel, not the Bal Musaf. The Gemara wants to know what's the difference. After all, there's a svara lekan or lekan. Why does svara lekan or lekan? Maishna sheni matkia. Why do you argue that the second one, the Bal Musaf, is the one that generates tkiyas shofar? The rov am hadras melech. The more people are in shul, so that is a greater glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are more people in shul by Musaf, but then Halel should be the same thing. On the other hand, why would you say by Halel that you do it by Shachris? Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Tkiya Nami Nevet Berisho, Mishim Zrizin Magdimin. So the Gemara, because of this question, Mimanav Shach, so why do you give precedence to Zrizin Magdimin when it comes to Halel, and you give precedence to Berovam Hadras Melech when it comes to Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, really, it should have been by Shachris. Gzeres HaMalchus Shanu goes back to history when we weren't able to blow in Shachris because of the persecution. It was only afterwards, we did it later, we were able to do it safely because they understood at that point that we weren't doing it to rebel, we were doing it as part of a tefillah. Had we done it earlier, it would have raised more suspicions. L'maisa, this Gemara is an interesting Gemara in its own right because it shows you that Zrizin Magdimin is not an absolute value. You have to balance that with the idea of Berovam Hadras Melech, but it does suggest that were all things being equal between weighing those two considerations, you would have given more weight to Zrizin Magdimin, but Tkiyas Shofar is different because of the Gzeiras Malchus. Historically, they kept it what it was back then. Okay, that's another Gemara that talks about Zrizin Magdimin in terms of the Kvius, like in our Gemara, the Kvius Zman, that you would argue when should Halel be said. This is not just an individual choosing to express Zrizin Magdimin. This is a halacha in terms of when it would be instituted to say Halel with Shachris or with Musaf, and the answer is Shachris based on Zrizin Magdimin. Okay. So we have this in Zrizin Magdimin. Pashtus, there's a lot of discussion in Achronim. Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? We have a yashkem avram baboker. That's the source for it. The way that Tosis understands of a yashkem avram baboker, it's the vayashkem of the Akeda, not the vayashkem of Sodom. But is this a real limud? Do we have a right to learn out from Kodem Matan Torah? Is it just a smach, an inyan, a maila? So is Mashma in the Me'iri. I gave you the Me'iri in Yuma, where it's quoted as well, that we learned from Avraham Avinu. The Me'iri phrases it as a maila, mikom rakom, kol yom kashel me'ila, but le'mila, mikom rakom ro'il is the reason le'hakdim. Ro'il means it's a nice thing to do, and it's a thing for the reason, le'hakdim v'shachris. And he says, shelo yiroa kim mishrashibam mitzadchem lasso ala bein. Interesting point, the Me'iri says, that by Mila, there's a special aspect to Zvizin that's unique to Mila that's not necessarily present by other mitzvahs, even though it's a general klal of Zvizin Magdimen, because the more that you show your Zariz, the more that you show that you're not holding back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah because of some personal agenda. So in the case of Mila, there's a personal agenda. You feel like you're putting the child through this trauma of a bris. So the later you do it, the more that you convey possibly the impression that you just don't want to go through with it. So therefore, the Me'iri adds an interesting point. That's why you should, the more you do it bezrizus, the more that you show the Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lechos bedarkei ha'avos, and this is also grabbing on to the ways of the avos, as we find by Yashkem Avraham Baboker. It's quite interesting that Me'iri, therefore, is using Zerizim Magdimen as a maila. As a maila, that the more that you show Zrizin, the more that you show that you're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stam, a parenthetical comment. I saw, I think, the Torah Tamima makes this ha'ara in Parshas Bo. You know, I was thinking about this when we were learning it originally. When did Avraham Avinu do his mila? Because after all, Avraham Avinu is the paradigm of Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvahs from Bayashkem Avraham Baboker. And Avraham Avinu was the first one who was mitzvah and bris mila. And when was his bris done? Does anyone know? The etzem hayom hazeh nimol Avraham v'yishmol b'no. So the etzem hayom hazeh chazal learned means it was the height of the day. It wasn't pashtas. It wasn't baboker. It was in bright sun. It means the peak of the day. But there's a reason for it. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was trying to show that nobody's going to stop me, and it was a way of publicizing it. So it seems that there could be reasons that could go against Zerizim Magdimen, that could be a counterweight to Zerizim Magdimen. Even Avraham Avinu, who is the model of Zerizim Magdimen, when it comes to his mitzvah of Mila, which we always use the rules of Zerizim Magdimen about, and yet his Mila, Dafka, was not in the Boker, and that's the Ha'ara of the Torah Tamima. But that's, for perhaps another discussion. So what I see in the Me'iri, however, is that Zerizim Magdimen is not an absolute chiyuv. Okay, that's the first thing that we notice. Okay, let's look at Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Okay, or maybe we'll look at, okay, I have it in the order of the Marmakomas I gave you. So maybe we'll look at, I'm going to go a bit out of order. Let's do Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita first, and we'll come back to the other source of Mitzvah Bo Yotra Tachmitzena. Okay, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Where do we find this idea? And what is the relationship between that and Zrizin Magdimen LeMitzvahs? So you have a Psachim in front of you. Let's look at a Gemara in Psachim later on, in Daf Samaches Amid Beis. Okay, we're discussing here Hector Chalavim Beivarin, that the halacha is, we know in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, they're kosher kol halayla. In other words, you burn a carbon, Hakrabas HaKabanos must be during the day. That's halacha. Kabanos cannot be offered at night. However, the limbs and the fats that are put on the Mizbeach, so then they can be, if, as long as they're put on the Mizbeach before nightfall, the machokis, they can be put on after nightfall too. Okay, we won't get into that issue, but one way or the other, they were not burnt at nightfall. They still have to be burnt as part of the Avodas HaKarban. So the halacha is that avoda, quote unquote, hekta chalam beivarim is kasha kol halayla. Okay, so the question now is as follows: what's the relationship between hekta chalam beivarim at night and hektacha mevarim that are brought during the day and burned during the day, together with everything else that was done for that carbon during the day. And why is this relevant? Because we know that avoda and the karbanos are docha Shabbos. But obviously, what has to be done on Shabbos clearly is docha Shabbos. What could perhaps be done after Shabbos might not be docha Shabbos. And yet the halacha is, and we learn it out of a pasuk, olas Shabbos b'shabbato, that not only is the carbon itself, the parts of the carbon that you do, the avodas of carbon that's done during the day, the shechita and so on, all of those things which are technically chil Shabbos, but they're not chil Shabbos as part of the avodas of carbon, not only is that docha Shabbos, but the hekta chalam be'ivarin can be done on Shabbos itself. You don't have to wait till afterwards. And why is that? And that's the main Rav of Shimon of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Bawur E, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. I want you to see how beloved it is to do a mitzvah in its time. So, Rehekta Chalam Ve'Evarim U'Pedarim Kishem Ko'a Laila Ve'em Amtinu Lehem Atche Techshach. So you can do this all night, and yet you don't have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. Says Rashi, you have your Pesachim. K'shem kol ha'layla, k'dichsiv al moktal mizbeach kol ha'layla, v'yochlak tiran kol ha'layla, and yet im amtin nat shetachshach, el mechalen Shabbos aleim, k'dichsiv olas Shabbos b'shabbato, al olas ha'tamid, al mechaviv l'mayer mitzvah b'shaita. Okay, so this is the rule called chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. We actually have a reference to this inyan in a different context in Perek Arvei Psachim on Daf Kuf Hei, where the Gemara discusses this regarding Kiddush. The Iker Kiddush for Shabbos is Knisas HaShabbos, Leil Shabbos. But a person didn't make Kiddush Friday night, they can make Kiddush by day. So this issue comes up on Daf Kuf Hei in Arvei Psachim, and the Gemara uses the expression that there's something more special about making Kiddush Friday night as opposed to making it at a time which is not B'Shaita, even though you could also do Kiddush for Shabbos, I mean the long Kiddush, the Nusach of the Kaddish of Shabbos, even by day. And that's also mentioned in that connection, the Gemara is a Shaka B'Tariya Beth Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita and Daf Kuf Hei. It's not interesting to notice, this is why you see that sometimes you find Rishonim using expressions interchangeably, because the very Rashbam on Kuf Hei Amid Beis, we don't have time to look at the nitty gritty right now, but there's a Rashbam there, Tibra Maskil Apuke Yoma, or Ayula Yoma rather, he says that there's an inyan to do Kiddush Friday night, not Shabbos, he says, the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Uzvizin Matimin L'Mitzvah. I want to notice that Rashbam, which shows us that there perhaps is something of a connection between the two ideas. The Rashbam puts them together in one sentence. Tiba Maschu Iyule Yoma is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Uzvizin Matimin L'Mitzvah. But obviously, this is not identical mamish to Zvizin Matimin L'Mitzvah. We have to know exactly what is the relationship. Okay, so that's Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Maybe we'll put this on the side for a second. We'll mention the other phrases, and then we'll try to go back one by one and try to distinguish between them. We have Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, the inyan of Chekta Chalav Mevam Dara Docha Shabbos. Now we have the rule called Mitzvah Haba Liyadcha Al Tacha Mitzena. Where does that come from? So there's another rule called Ema Virin Ala Mitzvahs. Where does that come from? So the Pasuk says in Parashas Bo, Ushmartem Es Hamatzos, in the middle of Parashas HaChodesh. There's a drasha in the Mechilta. Rashi and Chumash quotes it. Don't read it Matzos, read it Mitzvahs. Just like Ema Chmitzin Es Hamatzos, we shouldn't let the dough become Chametz, to let it rise. So too, a Mitzvah Habo L'Yadcha. If you have a chance to do a Mitzvah, the opportunity is here, opportunity knocks. Don't delay, don't let it become chametz, so to speak. Don't let it become old and chametz dick by not doing it. That's an interesting idea that shows us the importance of doing the mitzvah immediately. Now, that inyan sounds at some level like Zvizin Makdim Lel Mitzvah. We have to know how to differentiate. Now, there's another related inyan called Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Now that is often quoted in the Gemara the name of Reish Lakish. The Baal HaMemra of that Inyan called Eim Avin Al Mitzvah is Reish Lakish. A few times it's mentioned without Reish Lakish's name, but usually it's Kidder Reish Lakish. Give you an example, a couple of examples. A lot of them are Mesachta Yuma. Actually, one is in Mesachta Psachim. Just to, once you have Psachim with you, you'll see on Daf Samach, Dalid Amid Beis toward the bottom has to do with the line of Kohanim for the Karban Pesach. So they were receiving a ladle of blood that had to go on a Mizbeach to be sprinkled, and they had empty ones that were already done because they sprinkled from it. So which one would they take first, and which one would they give over? So the answer is, first they would take the Malay one, which is the mitzvah they're osik in, to go ahead and be zorik the dam, and then they'd be mazir the empty one. And the Gemara says, why? That's Samach Dalad and Beis in Sachim. You have it in Yuma in a couple of different places. First, you have it in Yuma Daf Lamed, Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph, and also Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about why the Dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi preceded the Dishon HaMenorah. There was Chamesh Neros that had to be cleansed each day, but first they cleaned off the ashes of Mizbeach HaPanimi. So the Gemara brings Rava Amar Kidereish Lakish, the Amar Imaviren Al HaMitzvahs. That means that a person would going into the Heichal, where the menorah was and where the Mizbeach HaPanimi was, he would first pass the Mizbeach HaPanimi and only then would he get to the menorah. So to do Hatavas HaNeros before the Disha Mizbeach HaPanimi would mean he'd be crossing over that mitzvah that he met, that Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and he would be not being Osek in the mitzvah connected to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and we go to the menorah, that's called Eim Avirin Al HaMitzvahs. On Amid Beis in Yuma, the Gemara learns out a halacha from here. Shmam Namid Reish Lakish, Amar Rabba, Shmam Reish Lakish, Avure Dara Atotef Ta Aser. It's Machokas Rashi and Tosos what that means. Rashi learns that you first put on the tefillin shel yad, because that's where you pogea tchila and the shel yad, and then you put on the shel rosh. Tosos says that's not the pshat, because that we know for other makoros that you do that way. Tosos says it has to do with where you put your tefillin shel yad and shel rosh in your tefillin zekel, in your tik. Because you want to be able to put on the shel yad first. You don't want to have to pass over the shel rosh and then do the shel yad, and you have to do the shel yad first. Or in terms of mishmush, when you're in mashmash with tefillin, you first do the shel yad, then the shel rosh. But the Gemara, again, is using the principle of Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, the Nogea Halach of Hilchas Tefillin. You have another reference in Yuma further on. Mesoras Hashas and Daf Lamed Gimel is Mitzai in all the various places in Shas where you have it. It's Mesoras Hashas here in Os Vav and Daf Lamed Gimel in Yuma. You have it on Daf Nunches on the Beis and Daf Ayin Amid Aleph in Yuma. Nunches on the Beis has to do with the when they had the Dama Par and Dama Sar of Yom Kippur, and they would put it on the various corners of Mizbeach HaPanimi. So you have to know that when you're holding by one corner, you don't skip it over and go to a different corner. So that's because Eim Avirin Al HaMitzvahs. You're already holding by this corner of the Mizbeach, you already start with that. Daf Ayin, it has to do with, the Mishnah says that if a person would be by the Kohen Gadol's Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be able to see a different avoda of the burning of the Parah Menisrafim, Sir Menisrafim, not because he couldn't theoretically, not because it's Usur, but because he couldn't be in two places at the same time, it's too far away. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush of that statement of the Mishnah? The Gemara says, the chiddush is, you might have thought that there's actually an Isser. What Isser is it? The Isser is that that since you're already here and you're participating in a communal something, Berovam Hadras Melech, that everyone is witnessing either this or that, you can't leave it because Eim Avirin Al HaMitzvahs. Kamash Balan, that's not called a mitzvah. You're not Osek yourself in the mitzvah, you're just watching. So that's not called a mitzvah. So what do you see again? Kidrish Lakish, that Eim Avirin Al HaMitzvahs. There are a couple of other Gemaras. You have a Gemara in Menachis, has to do with where you bring the Omer from. The Mitzayin from Menachis, again, it's quoted by Mesoras Hashas, Menachis Daf, Samach Dalet, Amid Beis, Mitzvah Sa'omer Lavi Min HaKarov. And why Min HaKarov, from the closest location? So the Gemara has one reason because of Carmel, that the Tfuah has to be softer, and the other reason is, says the Gemara, Mishum Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. Here it doesn't quote Rish Lakish, it just says Mishum Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs. And one other Gemara is in Megillah Davava Medbeis, Binogea Machlokes Tanoim, if you are to read the Megillah Ader Rishon or Ader Sheni. So one of the Tanaim holds, you do the Kriyas HaMegillah and Ader Rishon, the Gemara brings the reason, Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs. Now, we're not going to be able to get too much into Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs. That's a huge, huge topic. There's a Tosus on it in Megillah and other places, when you say Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs. But I want to bring one Maramakum here of Rashi. Rashi, in a few places, gives us the source for Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs of Resh Lakish. Namely, the source is the drasha of the Mechilta, says Rashi. Rashi says, how do we know Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs? For example, Rashi in Yuma Lamed Gimel. Hapogea b'mitzvah lo yavra mimena. Lo yavra mimena. V'nafkelon b'mechilta u'smartem es ha-matzos. Lo tamten ad shetach mitzvah t'yashem. That's Rashi in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel. Also Rashi in Megillah Davava Mebeis, that Gemara about Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'ad HaRishon, says Rashi, Mishabal liyad yakdim lasos, tohochi tanya b'mechilta, ushmartem es ha-matzos, imbasa mitfa liyadcha al tach mitzena. Now, it's interesting, because the pashtus of reading the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Gimel, it would seem that not everybody agrees to Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish was mechadish something, and Abaye didn't say what Rava said. Abaye gave a different answer, how we know that the Hatavas, that the Dishon HaMizbech HaPanimi was before the Hatavas HaMenorah. And Rava says, Kiresh Lakish. Sounds like Resh Lakish was a Chidush. Now Rashi is connecting Resh Lakish to a drasha of the Mechilta. So obviously what you see is as follows. In other words, there's two levels here. Mitzvah bo yotcha atach mitzena is a davar muskam. The drasha, the mechilta, is not subject to a machlokas. You're not allowed to be machmitz the mitzvah. What Resh Lakish did was he took examples that he spoke about of Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs, and he saw that as an extension, a derivative of the rule of Al Tach Mitzena. So there really are two sugyas here. There's the sugya of Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs, which we're not going to go into so much. There's a lot of discussion about what that means. L'chora, it seems a lot to do with when you're pogea in a mitzvah, that you meet up with a mitzvah. The mitzvah is right here in front of you, the chesed shel mitzvah. Not so much about time, although the kasha would be from the Gemara in Megillah Vav Amud Beis, which there seems to be an issue about time. The first time you can read the Megillah is Ader Rishon. So the Turi Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, has a big problem in Megillah Davav. How can we use Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs in connection to a situation of Megillah Ba'Ader Rishon? That's unlike all the other examples that we're discussing, which is more about location, not about time. So that's a ha'ara that one has to think about in Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs, but that's not our sugya. That's not our topic for now. But what I think you have to notice is that Resh Lakish is mechadesh, that the rule of Al Tach Mitzena, that a mitzvah becoming chametz, can even be true in a situation of when you're maver al mitzvahs. So what we'll focus on is the fundamental halacha of emach mitzin Al Tach Mitzena, which apparently is everybody agrees to. Resh Lakish took it a step further and applies that principle to examples of Im Avir Nal Mitzvahs, which is its own rule, which is a secondary derivative.
Really?
One second. So look, the question that we should think about is as follows. If what we said is true about Zerizah Makdimin L'mitzvahs, that it's not an Isser if you're not a Zariz, right? It's not an Isser. It's a Maila, like the Me'iri we said, but even without the Me'iri. Pashtas, you think about Zerizah Makdimin L'mitzvahs as a Maila, but not an Isser. On the other hand, Mitzvah bal yotcha al tacha mitzena sounds like you ought not be machmitz. Again, I'm not saying it's a doraisa, drabanan, without the level is, but it's certainly more than just a maila. It's a problem if you do it. Whatever the nature of the problem is, I wonder if the isser is the right word, but it sounds like it's l'mashal, eim avirin ala mitzvahs, which is Resh Lakish deriving a principle from and extending the idea of al tach mitzena, it's always mentioned as ki'ilu an isser, eim avirin ala mitzvahs. So l'chayra, that sounds like they're not identical. So how do we differentiate between Zerisa Magdimin Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Be'atcha Atach Mitzena, and then going back to Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, how do we differentiate between Zerisa Magdimin Mitzvahs and Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? Okay, Avigdor, who had a question?
I was just wondering, what's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish again? Like, why is he so Mechadish?
I didn't want to elaborate too much. You can start thinking, maybe it'll become a little more clear as we go along. There's a Yisod called Al Kacha Mitzena. Don't let the mitzvah become chametz. We have to define what that means. But that's the fundamental Yisod that everybody agrees to. Mitzvah Bo Yadcha Atach Mitzena. I could argue that when you happen to bump into one mitzvah, you're passing, that's the corner of the Mizbeach that you're at right now. Or you're passing by the Mizbeach HaPanimi to do the menorah. That's not called being machmitz a mitzvah. Reish Lakish is mechadesh, that when you have a association, an encounter, you're pogeya in a mitzvah, and you're going to go do it, and don't forget, doing another mitzvah after all. And after you do the other mitzvah, you come back and do this one. That also is a problem that goes under Al Tach Mitzena. I'm not explaining because I'm not explaining Al Tach Mitzena yet. But Al Tach Mitzena is a certain standard. And Reish Lakish is applying that idea even to his situations of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvahs. But they're not the same. There's the classic Al Tach Mitzena, which is the Bechdrash and the Mechilta. And Reish Lakish has a new principle that, again, Rashi learns is derived from that same drasha of the Mechilta, but they're not synonymous. Okay? And that's why Tosis can have all these caveats. If you, again, we're not going to be able to do this, but just Ramar Malcolm, if you look in Tosis Megillah, for example, on that Gemara, Vava Medeis, Tosis says that it seems that the rule of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs is only true when you have, he says, two mitzvahs. Tosis has a yesod, he says, he has a kasha from this Gemara on that yesod, but he has a yesod that, because he had a kasha, what do you need in Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs? You have the pasuk by the case of the yesod of the Mizbeach, there's a drasha there that you use, the corner that you use. So Tosis says that we only say Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs, hecha sheyesh lefan of shtei mitzvahs, sheyesh lo lasos, kodem osa de paga bereisha. So Tosis had a problem from this Gemara in Megillah. Tosis thought that Imavir al Mitzvahs is only when you have two mitzvahs in front of you and you met one first. Anyway, let's go back to there's one more Maor Mokum when we give you already now, put it on the table, and that's the Rosh in Bechoros. The Rosh talks about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So the Rosh says, let me just get it out here. I don't know if everyone had a chance to look this up. So the Rosh in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, the end of Masechta Bechoros. Who's speaking?
No calendar.
I'm going to find the Rosh while you speak. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Just while Rebbe's finding the Rosh, do we see that that not Imavirin Al Mitzvot, but the Osei Mitzvah B'Shmais? Are we thinking that is that the same as Zeruz Makdim Mitzvah, or is that itself
its own? That's what I'm about to do. I want to be Magdir. The following. What I want to do the rest of this year is I want to be Magdir, Zbisa Magdim of the Mitzvahs in contrast to Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's one thing. And then I want to be Magdir, Zbisa Magdim of the Mitzvahs in contrast to Mitzvah Ba'yadcha Atach Mitzvah. So what I'm going to avoid in Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs. That could be its own shir or shiurim. That whole sugya called Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs, it's not just the Gemara, it's the many, many halachas, many times in Shulchan Aruch it's brought. It's a yam. It really is a very huge sugya. But what I think you can say comfortably is that Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs, although Rashi says it's derived from Mitzvah Yelcha Atach Mitzena, it's not synonymous with it. In other words, there's Atach Mitzena, which is a principle that Bechorah is not subject to a machlokas. Reish Lakish saw Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs as an application of that principle. That I think we can say comfortably. Exactly the nuances that already has to wait. The Rosh at the end of Masechta Bechorah says Hilchus Pidyon Bechor. So I want to be medayik the following. The Rosh says Misha Nolad Lo Bein Bechor Chayiv Livdoso Bechamish Sloim Kesef. There's a halacha, a person has to do mitzvah of a being poled to his son, again, unless he's one of those people who's parted from doing the mitzvah. After he's 30 days. As soon as he gets to be 30 days, let's say, you have a mitzvah to do the pidyon, not to delay. Notice, the Rosh quotes the din of mitzvah b'yalcha tach mitzvena as they not to delay the mitzvah pidyon haben. What didn't the Rosh quote? What did the quote? Demon. Get another thing to notice. So let's go back to Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita and start contrasting that to Zrizim Magdimin l'mitzvahs. Then we'll go to mitzvah b'yotcha tachmitzena, and there are a couple of ways that we can use to explain the distinction between that and zrizim makdimin, and then try to come back a little bit to our sugya and try to have a deeper havana of zrizim makdimin l'mitzvahs. Okay, so in terms of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, we mentioned the Gemara later in Pesachim that it has to do with hekter chalavim de'ivarim, that a kosher kol halayla, and nonetheless, they're doches Shabbos. The karbanos that are offered on Shabbos, you can be maktir the chalam ve'ivarim on Shabbos, and you don't have to wait till after Shabbos, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is such an incredible idea that not only is the avoda that has to be done on Shabbos doches Shabbos, even the avoda that could be done motzei Shabbos is doches Shabbos because of the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And then you have the sugya in Aviv Pesachim that applies it to kiddush of Leil Shabbos versus kiddush of Yom HaShabbos. What does that suggest? What does it mean, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, and how does that maybe differentiate itself from zrizim makdimin l'mitzvahs? So, the point is as follows. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita means that there's a time that is the l'chatchila time of the mitzvah, the ideal time for the mitzvah. It's a miyuchet, the Torah gave a mitzvah, and the Torah has the ikar time in mind for that mitzvah. That is the objective zman ha-mitzvah. Then there's the other time. So there's the b'shaita, and there's shelo b'shaita. Is it kosher in the other time? Yes, it's kosher even b'layla. That's the parsha of al-mokta, kol mizbeach, kol ha-layla ad-aboker. It's kosher kol ha-layla. But the most important time, the time which is ideal, that's the time of bayom. That's called chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So that's a unique idea when it comes to chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. In other words, the idea that there's a time which the Torah has assigned for the mitzvah on a l'chatchila level. That's the chavivus of the mitzvah b'shaita. So what would that tell us? We may modify this in a bit, but for now, what does that tell us about zvizim makdimin l'mitzvah? Zvizim makdimin l'mitzvah is not the pshat that there's two times. It means that l'maisa, the Torah gave a mitzvah, and zrizim makdimin l'mitzvah is a maila to go ahead and do it with zrizus. But it doesn't mean that there's a l'chatchila time and it's a b'dieved time. There's a window of time, and within that window of time, the earlier the better. That's different than when you have time A and time B. There's the yom of hekachal mibam, that's the b'shaita, and there's shelo b'shaita, kosher kol ha-layla. Zrizim makdimin l'mitzvah means you have the whole day, shmila is kosher the whole day, and the earlier that you do it, zrizim makdimin l'mitzvah. Chmitz b'shaita means there's a very concrete zman. This is what the Torah designates as the shas hachiyuv on l'chatchila level, the ideal zman. And then you have the time that's not ideal. That's l'chura, a simple way to distinguish. So l'mashal, if I were to ask you, could zrizim, and again, we may have to modify this, and we'll see how, but if I had to ask you in svara, could zrizim makdimin l'mitzvahs be enough of a vehicle to justify being doches Shabbos for a mitzvah? That if you do it in the zrizim manner, So then you have some reason makdimu mitzvahs here. Can that justify being Docha Shabbos? If the mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, can the manner of Zvisa Makdima Mitzvahs also be Docha Shabbos? What would you say? The way that we're magdir it? Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, yes, because there we're talking about a Zman, that's Mitsugo, that's the Shasa, the ideal Shasa Mitzvah. So that's Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita to be Docha Shabbos. Hetachlam Beivarim Yochiach. I guess Kiddush on Leil Shabbos will be similar. The ideal Zman for Kiddush is Leil Shabbos. Okay, can you have like quote a tashlumin, if you will? You do it in another time. If you didn't do it at night, you can be maskim, you can do it chbeis a tashlumin. It's not the ideal time. You can do it also by day. So that's where Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita will tell us that you can even be Docha Shabbos. Zviz Zvim is something else. Zviz Zvim is pashtus would be halacha in the person. A person can choose to do the mitzvah at an earlier time and show chavivus and show zrizus matov manoyim. But it's not the pshat that there's a time called zriza magdim mitzvahs. Again, I think we're going to have to modify this for now, but for that would be a simple way to distinguish. Yes, Tanel, yeah.
Doesn't Argamar seem to be implying with the havamina of nivdok mitzvah?
Yes, Yes, that's why I said we're going to modify this. I think I'm saying it now as a foil. I think so. But I think what we're saying is still partially true, but we'll have to be fine-tuning this. Yechora, you're right on target. Yechora, Argemara seems to be a kasha on what I just said. Argemara is talking about a time of Zvizin, and I'm going to come back to that. But at first glance, without knowing the details of Psachim Dav Daled, right, if I were to ask you to be machalik between Zvizin Magdimin and again, and Chamiz B'Shaita, that would be an obvious distinction. But you're right, Argemar seems to hash this be mashma not that way. A second Noach, just to show you that there's a Lechem Mishnah. I think I gave it to you. The Lechem Mishnah basically says this in his own way when he explains the halacha in Hilchos Karban Pesach, the halacha that the Docha Shabbos, the Lechem Mishnah at the end of Perek Aleph, of Hilchos Karban Pesach. So the Rambam talks about those things that are not Docha Shabbos, because you could do it after Shabbos. Fek the Lechem Mishnah, I don't understand. Hahek the Chalam Beivarim is also something you could do after Shabbos, and yet we say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So why is it different than what the Rambam mentions, a couple of other things? He says the following. The Yesh Lomar, says Lechem Mishnah, the very end of Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph. And therefore, even though you could do it by laila, mitzvah min hamufchar havi bayom. In other words, there is the choice time, and that's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's one inyan. Let's see, Noach, you had a question. Yeah.
I mean, as of right now, it would be surprising to say that we would be docha Shabbos for Zeruz Makdim the Mitzvah, but we wouldn't be Docha to Gzeres HaMelech, like we said in the very beginning, by Rosh Hashanah. Like over there, it seems like we're not even going to be, you know, going against Gzeres HaMelech for Zeruz Makdim the Mitzvah, so why would we be Docha Shabbos for that?
That's something else, but that's talking about the following. Rov Hadras Melech, if anything, the Gemara was Mashma that what wins? Gemara seemed to think that what wins?
The Hadras Melech wins.
No. Think about the Gemara a second. What does the Gemara say? Why do we do Tkiyas by Musaf? The Gemara says Mimanafshach. It should be this. If you go with Brovim Hadras Melech, then how should be at Musaf? If you go after Zeruz Magdimin, then Tkiyas should be at Shachris. So the Gemara says that the difference is that it was Xeris HaMalchus. Xeris HaMalchus means that there was a Shas HaShmad, and the Goyim did not let the Jews do Tkiyas Shofar because they thought that they were rebelling. So once they waited till Musaf, they realized, they're just doing their prayers. Oh, it's not anything to be concerned about. So once it was a time rate that we were forced to do it at Musaf, we kept it. So if anything, the Mashmolus HaGemara is that when you have the two factors, Brovam Hadras Melech Zeruz Magdimin, you would opt for Zeruz Magdimin. But anyway, we'll come back to Zeruz Magdimin in terms of that Gemara and the Gemara in Pesachim. I want to turn to the other inyan of distinguishing between Zeruz Magdimin L'mitzvahs and Mitzvah Bayocha Tach Mitzvah. Here, there's a lot of different ways that we can suggest, and a lot of what I'm saying is mentioned by different Mefarshim, different Shuvahs. So, you know, it's all possible, and, you know, could be that's more than one distinction. But I'm going to ultimately try to focus on one of them. But let me mention a couple of possible Svaras. So, Lamasha, maybe it has to do with the following. See, the common denominator is Al Tacha Mitzena. Al Tacha Mitzena means don't let it become chametz. So what does that mean practically? There's a mush, there's a metaphor here. Don't let it become chametz. Don't let it become old. That's a violation. So it could be that there are certain criteria that would fit with Al Tacha Mitzena, that if that is achieved, then you violated Al Tacha Mitzena. But Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs is something different. Even separate from Al Tacha Mitzena, there's a mile called Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs separate from that. So Lamasha. Maybe it has to do with time. Becoming chametz, so we say it takes 18 minutes to rise, right? So I'm not going to plug in 18 minutes here. It's not going to be a muscle, literal muscle of 18 minutes. But just as you see that chametz is a process that has a certain time element till it becomes chametz. So the question is, how long are you delaying the mitzvah for? Is it a day? Is it a week? Is it a zman muat? Is it a zman meruba? Now, it's hard to know how to draw the line. But one can certainly argue that Al Tacha Mitzena doesn't mean the same thing as Zrizim Magdim. Zrizim Magdim is the earlier the better. Al Tacha Mitzena means don't let it get beyond a certain amount of time that you would call it chametz. You would call the mitzvah chametz. It's now, so what would that mean exactly? That's a little bit harder to know. So for example, maybe a day. Maybe it has to do with a day. Maybe it has to do with the fact that the time will come that you can do the mitzvah, and then you have to wait for another time to do the mitzvah. Let's example, just hypothetically. Mitzvah's milah is by yom, right? Mitzvah's milah is not by laila. So, Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs, let's take milah itself. The earlier the morning that you do milah, the more you're doing Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs. Let's say you wait for the end of the day. You didn't do Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs. Did you violate Al Tacha Mitzena? Maybe not, because the day is still here, and the day hasn't passed. Let's say you let the day pass, and now it's nighttime. Now you can't do it. Now that's cold. You let it become chametz, because now you have to wait till the next morning. So if you created through your delay, now the mitzvah has now a point that it can be performed, and now you have to now wait for the next day. So that's called Al Tacha Mitzena, because you let it get to the point of chimutz. What's chimutz? That now you lost the opportunity, and now you have to wait for opportunity to knock again the next morning. I'm giving you a muscle. So could be Al Tacha Mitzena has to do with how long you are machmitz. And therefore, Zrizim Magdimin is a maila to do it as early as possible. But at the same time, it's not called Al Tacha Mitzena until a certain threshold, which has to do with time, maybe because the opportunity was lost, and now it's you have to wait again, or maybe Stamazai, it's a new day, or maybe a week. I'm not saying how much it would be, but Al Tacha Mitzena has to do with how long you let it happen.
Ready?
That's one possibility, yeah. Yeah.
According to this shot, Al Tacha Mitzena and Bishmaisa sound very similar.
Al Tacha Mitzena and what?
And Bishmaisa, doing it Bishmaisa.
Doing it?
Bishmaisa.
It could be. It could be. So we have to look at that. We'll have to see. We'll have to see more about it. It could be we're going to have other distinctions that will make it more clear that it's not the same thing. But again, we're saying being machmitz mitzvah could have to do with time. Maybe it has to do with a week. I'm not saying maybe it's man meruba. I'm not saying, I don't know what the cutoff is. But Al Tacha Mitzena is not just that literally every second that you wait is called Al Tacha Mitzena. It could be just like chimutz is a process, so too there's a certain point. Another
Rabbi,
possibility, yes.
I was just wondering, isn't there a difference, like, isn't Al Tacha Mitzena like Bidiyavid, like this is the last time you could do a Bidiyavid according to this chat?
Al Tacha Mitzena means don't delay it. So the question is, what is that called? What's called Al Tacha Mitzena? I'm not saying this is a possibility. I'm going to give you another example. Why are you delaying? Are you delaying because you're lazy? You're available. You could have done it, but you just kind of got distracted easily and you didn't take care of it. So it could be that's called Al Tacha Mitzena, when you had the opportunity to do it and you didn't do it. Zrizim Magdimin is being proactive. It's not pshat that you could have done it You mamish went out of your way to see to it, to do it earlier. That's the ma'ala zriza magdim lemitzvahs. In other words, zriza magdim, if you don't, you go over and above to chop the mitzvah at the earliest time. Avraham Avinu got up a haskama. So as if you went and did it as early as possible, zriza magdim, if you didn't do it as early as, you woke up at 10 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock, you didn't violate al tachmit sena. But if you loafed around from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock and you did other things which were not as important, that's called al tachmit sena. You hear the difference. In other words, you waited to the last minute and you had many, many opportunities before the last minute to do it. So that would have been al tachmit sena. In other words, you procrastinated when you could have done it earlier. So Zriza Magdimin is not pshat that you could have done it earlier. You go out of your way to do it earlier. Okay, that's another svar. One of the Achronim wants to say, but this is getting into a very big machlokas, maybe you want to wait in order to do it later in a greater manner, in a greater hider way. Is that permitted or not? So it could be for Zriza Magdimin, if you're going to wait to do it later in a more mahudatika way, maybe that should be okay. And many poskim think that possibly could be justified. But maybe this halach of Ein Nachmitzin could tell you, no, lemaisa, the mitzvah is in front of you, even if it's not going to be as much behidur, you got to do it now. But again, it's not pash la halacha that that's the case. But one could argue that there is a higher level here of Ein Machmitzin. There's an etziv here. The etziv wants to distinguish between the mitzvah, which is al tachmit sena, and hachanas for the mitzvah, which is Zriza Magdim, and that's the etziv's own shita. I want to say a different vort, and this is going to lead us back to Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita also. Maybe something else. And this is going to be relevant for the Rush that we began with before. Why the Rush quoted for Pidyon HaBen al tachmit sena, and he didn't quote Zriza Magdim. Maybe it's as follows. When we spoke about Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, we talked about Zman of the mitzvah. Maybe Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs is also the following. The Torah gives us a period of time, a window, which is the Zman HaMitzvah. Mila by Yom HaShmini. There's a trigger. Yom HaShmini comes in, and now there's a Mechai of a Mitzvah's Mila. The Torah gave us a window of Yom HaShmini. Now, the Torah, there's, within that halacha, there's a din, a Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs. Do it within that window at the first earliest opportunity. That's the din of Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs. If you don't do it the first opportunity, so what is that? That's not Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs. That's not called al tachmit sena. You didn't do the bris till 2 in the afternoon. What have you missed out on? You missed out on Zriza. Have you violated Ushmartem as Hamatzos? No. Ushmartem as Hamatzos is the pshat when the Torah doesn't give you a trigger for a zman. The Torah, there's no particular, it's not about a day, a zman. It's just nemela. You have now the mitzvah in front of you. Now, every second is the zman. The din of Pidyon HaBen is 30 days from birth. It's not a special day. It's me'es le'es. It's not the 30th day. Let's assume now it's me'es le'es. So now the triggers, now al tachmit sena. Every second is this man. The Torah wasn't koveya a window of time. By Yom HaShmini, there's a window of time. That's triggered. Now you go and do it earlier, Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs. But if it's not about a trigger of Zman, then every second is Zman, then al tachmit sena. So Pidyon HaBen for the Rush is not Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs. Pidyon HaBen is going to be al tachmit sena. Now, I want to go back to a Rambam. The Rambam in Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Kekta Chalam Be'Evarim, there's two Rambams. Interesting. In one place, the Rambam mentions Zriza Magdim LeMitzvahs. And the other time, the Rambam mentions Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, that the Rambam says, we try to do the Haktara Bayom, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And he brings the Halacha, Hektacha Neivar Madoche Shabbos. That's halacha gimel. Halacha, after that, halacha vav, he says, kol halayla kasher ektach emurim be'evarim, zeh akrav, davar shemitfas b'yom kasher ko hayom, davar shemitfas b'alayla kasher ko halayla, ve'af ha'bikein zvizim makdimi l'mitzvus. Why did the Rambam say zvizim makdimi l'mitzvus in halacha vav, and not in halacha gimel? But both say, hear my question. Why didn't the Rambam use Rizma Dimla Mitzvahs when he talks about halacha gimel that you should do it by day? The Rambam seems to be saying Rizma Dimla Mitzvahs with regard to the earlier in the night that you do it, the better. Now, this is a mitzvah of Laila, right? So do it at night, earlier. So thinking like this, maybe there's two halachas in Hetachalam Be'evarim. One halacha is Avodas HaKarban. From the perspective of Avodas HaKarban, does it have a Zman Mesuyam, a designated time? Whenever the carbon is brought, you have to do the avodas hakarban. So the hektach lavivam of the day is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The shas hakravas hakarban bayom, that's the time. That's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, the day of hakrava. But the reason magdimin l'mitzvahs is when there's a specific designated time, the durning at night is a separate halacha. It's not the din of avodas hakarban. That's by day. Now it's a special din. You magdich lomevarim at night. It starts at night. So that's ki'ilu, the Torah is giving you a designated time to do it. You do it at night. Says the Rambam, the earlier to do it, the better. Zriz de magdim el mitzvahs. In the same way that we were explaining, zriz de magdim el mitzvahs is yom hashmini of mila. The earlier the better. So the Rambam holds, if you have a mitzvah balayla to do balayla, such as hektachon devarim, the earlier the better. The Rambam couldn't say that in halacha gimel, because here the Rambam is talking about the hektachon devarim of the daytime. The hektachon of the daytime is not a function of a time, it's a function of bringing the korban. Just like pidyon haben is a function of 30 days me'es le'es. It's not about the day, it's about the time came. Al tachmid sena, if you will, but the Rambam says chavim mitzvah b'shaita. It could be that would help us for the Rambam. I want to come back to our sugya, because l'maisa, what are we left with the reason magdimin l'mitzvahs? It seems to me that what we said before to distinguish between chaviva mitzvah b'shaita and zizim magdimin l'mitzvahs is not 100%. The way we said it. Before, we suggested that Zvizim Magdim Mitzvah does not enter into the definition of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's Stam HaMailah that the person is reaching for. The Zman HaMitzvah, that's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. You have a window of time, the earlier the better, that's Zvizim Magdim. In our Gemara, the way that it sounds in our Gemara, what does it mean? Chazal could have been mitake in the mitzvah at night because of Zvizim Magdimin. What does it mean? Zvizim Magdimin is a mile in the person. What does that do with the mitzvah, Zman HaMitzvah? Right? What does that do with Zman HaMitzvah? Moreover, the Gemara quotes Mila, right? The mitzvah's Mila. So the mitzvah's Mila is Kasher Kol Hayom. Elos is Zvizim Magdimin with mitzvah. What does that mean? Two separate issues. What mean? The mitzvah is called Yom, but Zvizim Magdimin. Why are you putting the two in the same sentence? The mitzvah is called Yom, good. Zvizim Magdimin is the person. What are the two things coming together? The way the Rambam quotes this Raisa in Hilchas Mila, he says, the Kol Hayom Kasher LeMila, the afal pikein mitzvah lahagdim b'tchilas hayom. Zvizim Magdim mitzvahs. What does it mean? What's the afal pikein? Kol hayom kosher mila. But nevertheless, mitzvah lehagdin. We're talking about apples and oranges, no? The koyom kasher lemila, okay. Zvizah magdimin is a mile in general. Zvizah magdimin. But what does that do with defining the halachas of mila? Zvizah magdimin. But the Rambam says, v'afa pekein zvizah magdimin. Why is the Rambam putting in the same breath? It's even stronger of a diuk in Lashon Rashi and Megillah. Rashi Megillah, Dafchaf Amadeis, says in the Mishnah, Kol Hayom Kasher, for various things, right? Kol Hayom Kasher. Says Rashi, listen to this Rashi, Mamsha Peladika Rashi. It's Mishnah says, Kol Hayom Kasher for Kriyas Megillah, Kriyas Halel, Kriyas Shofar, and so on and so on and so on. The af al gav the kaimalon. Zvizin magdimin ala mitzvahs, dichsiv ayashkim avram baboker. Even though we have a rule called zvizin magdimin ala mitzvahs, like it says, eshkim baboker, afil hachi kosher koyom. Nevertheless, it's kosher koyom. What in the world is Rashi saying? How would anyone think? Rashi sounds like he's saying, you should, oh, zvizin magdimin. So then maybe it's not good, except the first moment. Ki'il Rashi was as if being Merameis, no, it's not a problem. The Zvizah Magdimin, even though Zvizah Magdimin, still, what is one or the other? Kasher Koyom is Zman HaMitzvah. Zvizah Magdimin is when you choose to show your Chavivos for the Mitzvah. What does that have to do with Zman HaMitzvah? What does that have to do with the Mishnah's Halacha? The Halacha is the Mishnah saying, Koyom Kasher. So, Zvizah Magdimin, no, it's still Kasher. What does it mean? This Rashi, taken with the Lashon HaRambam, taken with our Braisa, what does all this show? And taken with the fact that the Gemara is considering the possibility of being metaking Bedikas Chametz the night of Yedalid, if that were to go into Zvizah Magdimin. What does all that show us about Zvizah Magdimin HaMitzvahs? That it's not something totally extrinsic to the Zman HaMitzvah. It's not like there's a Zman HaMitzvah, there's a window of time, and there's a milo that a person could express chavivos hamitzvah by doing it earlier. The pshat is that the same way that we said with chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, not to the same degree exactly, but just like we said, there's an ideal time b'shaita hektach chalam devarim bayom. That's the ideal to do it together with the carbon. That's the b'shaita. There's a b'diyeva time by night, which is its own mitzvah. There's the ideal time for kiddush. Leil Shabbos, Knesset Shabbos, there's a B'diyevet time to do it, Koha Shabbos. So too, within every mitzvah, and here we're talking about Bris Milah, for example, there's the pshat that the Zman HaMitzvah is Koha Yom, but there's a Zman of Zvizin. There's a Kiyu within the definition of the Zman HaMitzvah, built in is for every mitzvah that has Zvizin Magdimin, there's within that mitzvah, there's a Zman of Zvizin. That's a lechatchilatam. I'm not saying it's the same level of zman, of ideal zman, like chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. It may not be the same darga. There's chaviv mitzvah b'shaita means the ideal with a capital I. And the zvizah magdimin zman could be an idea with a lowercase I. Understand, we're not equating it mamish to the same yisod. And therefore, dechias Shabbos we'll have to look at separately in just a minute. But clearly, it's not something extrinsic to the Zman HaMitzvah. The mitzvah itself has built into it a Zman of Zvizin. That's why the Mishnah can speak about, or the Brice can speak about, Kol Hayom Kasher, but Zvizin Magdimin. Meaning, there's the Zman of Kol Hayom, and there's the Zman called Zvizin. And Rashi therefore emphasizes, when the Mishnah tells us Kol Hayom Kasher, Rashi says, even though we know Zvizah Magdimin HaMitzvahs, what does that do with anything? Zvizah Magdimin HaMitzvahs means that the mitzvah has a designated Zvizah time. Yes, there's a designated Zvizah time, but there's Kol Hayom, which is also Kasher. So it's second best. There's the Zvizah Magdimin is always the ideal. So this is why coming back to our Gemara, Natana raised the question before, it's Mamish Meduik in our Gemara, why the Gemara can speak about, I saw in the notes of the Rav, he asked this question. What's the Pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is suggesting that the Takanas B'dikas Chametz would be the Leil Yudal because Zriza Magdimin, Warwick to say Zrizin at night. Zrizin Magdimin does not do Zmana Mitzvah, it's individual's choice to be a Zariz. What does that have to do with the Takanas B'dikas Chametz? And the Teretz says, no. Zriza Magdimin mitzvah is now becoming within the mitzvah a zman for the mitzvah within the window of time that the Torah gave. There's a zrizin time. There's a zrizin time that therefore you could have thought was zrizin Magdimin to be already from the night before. So maybe Chazal would have been mitaken from B'dikas Chametz that the mitzvah should be at limited to zman of zrizin. So the Gemara says that wouldn't help you because you don't have to go back as far as the nighttime. Okay, so the Gemara ends up saying a different shat. But for Chazal to say that we're going to make the mitzvah limited to the spitz, the time of Zriza Magdimin, that's not out of the question because there is the etzem, a time that you could call the Zriza Magdimin. Anyway, this is, I think, there is a tosis I think I gave you in Shabbos Kuf Lamed that suggests that it seems, Yuritosis, it sounds like doing the mitzvah with a zvizus manner could allow for dechias Shabbos, but it has to do with hechshem mitzvah, hechshem milah. Rav Elezer holds that machshirim milah adoches Shabbos. So Tosis says that if you could bring the knife, it's easier than having to bring the baby. Even though bringing the baby is not as much of a malacha because chai nosi es atzmo, if you bring the knife, you'll be able to do everything faster. And therefore, if you hold machshirim mila doches Shabbos, you can even allow for the carrying of the knife through a rishus harabim in order to get to do the bris mila on Shabbos. So l'chora, that tosis sounds like you can use zrizin magdimin to be doches Shabbos. So if we're saying what we're saying is correct, we understand why that could be. Because Zriza Magdimin is not just a Maila in the Gavra, it's a time, it's a way in terms of the mitzvah itself. But I don't think it's a foolproof raya, because it could be Tosis is only speaking in terms of Machshirei Mila. Because it's a faster way to do the mitzvah, it goes into the definition of Machshirei Mila, and therefore, if Hechshem Mila is Doches Shabbos, it's called Hechshem Mila. I don't know if I could extend it beyond the context in which Tosis uses it. But the Yesod is still emes. I think the Yesod is proven from our Gemara that the idea of Zriza Magdimin is not like maybe the Me'iri was mashma that we started with, that it's a Maila and the Gavra to show. Yeah, that's also true. And the Mesidas Yesharim is also true. All these things are emes, that there's a Maila and the Gavra to show he's a Zariz, no doubt about it. But what I think you see as well in our Sugya is that you have Mamish Ezman built into the mitzvah, and that's for every given mitzvah, the zman that you could call the zman of zrizin, that could define the mitzvah in some way as well. And if the Chazal wanted to run with it, they could have, and been attacking that the mitzvah be done at what would be considered the zrizin point, but obviously that's not going to be true by a night time of B'dikas Chametz. Again, this would be maybe supported by the Lashon of Rashi in Megillah, very important Rashi. I think everyone has Pshat in that Rashi, but I think this much we can extract from the Rashi and the Lashonis of the Rambam. Okay, a few people had questions. I don't remember anymore who. Yes, Noach and Barak Noam. Yes.
Two questions. One, are we then saying that just to clarify, there's a Zman for Zrizus Magdim, so it's not when the mitzvah becomes chal on me, but rather there is a specific zman that I would call Zriza Magdim mitzvah, and that's why Lila by Chametz is not going to be also considered Zriza Magdim mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is going to be chal on me, you know, even from all the way back, if you as far as whatever. But that only morning is called Zriza Magdim.
Right. You don't have, right. Zriza Magdim does not in any way bring us back to the night before. It's a mitzvah that's by day. You don't have to go as far as back as the night before. So therefore, that doesn't go into Zriza Magdim. And therefore, it's not as man of the Zriza either. It doesn't go as far back as the night time.
Is Chametz going to be considered something that's just by day? Meaning, what's the dharm of that Zman? Are we saying that that Zman, meaning by Chametz, it's not just that day. It's also by Lila. It's also, you know, all the way, you know, back as far as you need to if it's considered part of Bior.
Right, but the bedika slash biur is an order that, like in Gemara says, chatzos midaraisa, you're not going to have your chametz, you destroy it. So the mitzvah, obviously, is kosher, is connected to your dalit. But the Gemara says, the reason magdimin maybe would have meant that you should already be osik in the inyan of bedika biur from the night before. So Gemara says, the reason magdimin never goes back to the night before.
Bear in mind. So it doesn't go, is that because of the fact that we're saying that there's a zman for not is the day?
That's the question of the gear. So whether the Gemara is bringing the kasha that mitzafra based on what we see by Mila, by Avram Avinu, Rashi says Avram Avinu, we said that's really the only one that proves it, or it's misvara. According to the gear sarif, the Gemara holds misvara that it doesn't require you to do it the night before. But again, this is only the question.
No, sorry.
Remember, though, we're both sides. I think it's clear. If we saw the Rambam, Hetachon Ve'Evarim, if it's a mitzvah Sulaila, the reason Magdimen would apply earlier in the night. The Gemara means if it's a mitzvah Yom, it's a mitzvah of Yom Yudalit, because you want to have your chametz destroyed by Yom. So the mitzvah of Yom Yudalit would not have Zerizah Magdimen on Leil Yudalit. If it's a mitzvah of Laila, Zerizah Magdimen would apply to do it earlier in the night. That's what the Rambam says, Hetachon Ve'Evarim. That's, I think, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Tfilas Ma'ariv. Again, not Paskin Lochel Maisa, but he brings in Hilchos Tfilas Ma'ariv that you should daven Ma'ariv soon after Tzeis HaKochavim, as opposed to Achveis later Ma'ariv, because the reason Magdimin, because of Kriyashma. So you see that a mitzvah Laila would have the reason Magdimin in terms of Laila. But what the Gemara is saying is a mitzvah Yom would not have the reason Magdimin to do the night before. Either Gemara asked Misvara, or the Gemara saw that by Avraham Avinu as well. But
what then is the beer that we're doing? If you were to do it on Leil Gimel, what is that called? Is that not called Zuzmakdim, or is that, what's that called?
Leil Yud Gimel, you're doing a mitzvah. It wouldn't be called Zuzmakdim either. I don't think so. I mean, the Gemara says even the night is not Zuzmakdim, the night of Yudalit. But were there to be a din Zuzmakdim in Leil Yudalit, what I see is the Chachanim could have went with that and the Mitakin, the mitzvah to be Leil Yudalit. What's Shaykh? The Chacham attacking based on Zvizah Magdimen. The answer is Zvizah Magdimen is his man of the mitzvah. And this is also the Sugi Rosh Hashanah that we said, in terms of maybe in terms of assigning it to Shachris. It's a Zmana mitzvah that you can talk about takanos when they instituted by the Zmana Zerizin or the Zmana Fnazerizin. I think that's emerges loudly and clearly from our sugya. Even though we touched on this sugya incidentally, but at my side, I think that yisod can be extracted from the sugya. Any other questions? Barak Noam, yes.
Rabbi, I was just going to ask you, is this idea of the being a Koveya Zman, that's a more ideal time? Can we say that maybe perhaps an example of that would be Vasikin, that it's built into the mitzvah of davening, that Vasikin is the set time, and it's not like, oh, I just want to daven earlier and it's better.
We have precedent for that, right? That certain, right, within certain mitzvahs, certain Zman are considered to be more ideal. What I think we see in our sugya is the reason Magdimen also has that quality to it. Look, we both said these are big topics. Just to leave you with an interesting maramakum, not specifically to this last show, but just to know that there's so many interesting inyanim that you know come to interrelate. There's a lot of tshuvas that deal with questions of this nature. I'll give you one of them. Be'er Heitiv Simon Tzadi in Hilchos Tfila brings the following shaila. It's in Simon Tzadi Os Yud Aleph in the Be'er Heitiv. You find it in Mishnah Berurah. Nisha Yechavish Be'esasu, somebody is imprisoned, and he can only daven, he can't daven with a minion. He begs the people in charge to let him go out at least one day to daven B'tzibur, and they'll give him one day. What day should he choose? Should he daven the first opportunity with a minion? Lo yachmitz ha-mitzvah v'tekev yispalu ba'asara, pick the next day. That's one shita, the Radvaz. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. He says you pick a day that's more holy. That's more, if you could pick Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is Davin B'tzibur. Yom Kippur is a lot more powerful. You could say a Tefillah B'tzibur than a regular day. So you have to know: can you delay the mitzvah in order to get something greater at a later time? Does it matter how many days till Yom Kippur? Similar types of issues come up in the Trumas Hadeshen discusses. Kiddush Levana, this is Negei Lemaisa. A lot of times people choose to wait, Chveis Motzei Shabbos, Kishu Mevusam, you want to wait, some people want to wait 7 days, to do Kiddush Levana. You'll be in a better spirit, more besimcha, more berovam hadras melech, or you can do the Kiddush Levana during the week with just a few people, or maybe yourself, and you won't have the same spirited experience, but after all, it's reason magdim and mitzvahs. And the Maisa, the Gra holds that that is preferable, but others say you can wait, Motzi Shabbos, and Trumas Hadeshen discusses it. So in a way, a lot of these issues actually have to be considered from a lot of different angles. Mitzvah v'yadcha tach mitzenas, these matim mitzvahs, and so on. Anyway, there's a lot more that can be said. I just wanted to give one a little bit of a taste of this inyan. And meanwhile, basically tomorrow, we're going to continue along with the inyanim of B'dikas Chametz. Okay? Shekayach. Oh, okay, Noach. Yes, last word.